Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
To the kind of whittling down process right now?
I think we need to do a brief discussion of our four favorites. And I know mine.
Okay.
My four favorites are going to be Gone with the Wind, Dracula, Little Women, and Portrait of Jenny.
Okay.
And I know those aren't going to match up completely with your four favorites, but that's why we do this. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right. I think that Gone with the Wind needs to be on there because, I mean, even just us talking about it now was the longest thing that we did today.
I know. Yeah. And so, there's so much more to do. I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really meaty conversation.
Okay.
So
well, let's since we both agree on that one, let's say yes to Gone with the Wind right
yep.
now. Okay.
Yep.
Yes to Gone with the Wind.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
So then you tell me your next three then. I guess now we're down to three instead of four.
Jane Eyre.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Eyre.
you can't do it twice.
Well, and again, I mean, just the feminist angles we can get on it, the self-realization, self-actualization that Jane goes through as a character, the idea of, you know, she isn't going to bend her own morals for the sake of romance. Mm-hmm. There's just so much that I like about that conversation for good and mm-hmm. ill that we see in that book. So I love Jane Eyre to the end of time.
Okay.
So Emma I really like because it's well known. There's the new film that has interest right now. It could fit into some of these themes that we've connected even in talking today. And it's more cheerful mm-hmm. than a lot of the ones that we've picked. I think that we need to have Emma or Little Women because they're the happy ones.
Yeah, I'm right up there with Little Women. I think that one has, you know, there's so much in that book that's funny, and there's so much that's sad, and there's so much that's almost scary, and I mean it really is a good choice for what we're talking about. So sounds to me like we might have two picked. Do you think we have Gone with the Wind and Little Women both picked?
Let me process a little. I would say that we need Little Women or Emma. We do not necessarily need both.
Okay.
But I do like one advantage that Little Women has over Emma.
Okay.
Is that it does fit in with the Civil War theme to compare to Gone with the Wind.
And the different physical setting of being in the North and mm-hmm. a different time period of when it was written helps that discussion a lot, too. And I think characters... Gone with the Wind has a lot of characters. Little Women has a lot of characters. I think that's a good mm-hmm. compliment, too.
Right. Yeah, Little Women is so relatable for audiences.
Yeah, and, man, people really loved that movie. I mean, mm-hmm. that recent movie. And it brought it back to life. And I should have said when we were talking about that movie that movie, almost every scene was lifted from the book, dialogue-wise. I mean, they did change a few things, and I mm-hmm. had issues with those changes because I love the book so much. But mm-hmm. it really was a really good representation of the actual written, you know, story. Mm-hmm. So that helps me have faith that the people who loved the movie would be equally enchanted with looking at the book a little deeper. So,
right.
You know.
Right.
And I haven't read Emma in as long as you haven't read, you know, some of the books. You know, I haven't read Emma in a long time because, you know, I'm a Bronte person more than an Austen person, and I'm an Emily Bronte person more than a Charlotte Bronte person. So, you know, I haven't read Emma in a very long time, but I'm with you on the either or with Little Women or Emma. I lean towards Little Women because I think there's just more there for us this year, but that could just be my personal prejudices and likings, you know, talking. I don't know.
I would say Picture of Dorian Gray might be my next one up. I think that, yes, it is something that's well known, but it's not something that people have read to the extent that they have read Little Women.
Yeah.
And I do like that it brings in the LGBTQA+.
I like that too, and I'm going to be honest with you, as much as I love it and I agree with that and I think that's all so crucial, when I actually was looking for passages, I had a really hard time finding good standalone, anybody can relate to this passage, there's a lot in this passage that people can look at, mold around with, and that was very hard. I kept thinking I need to bracket out the passage longer so people get what's happening, context. You know, it was very hard for me to find we tend to try to do pretty short passages, standalone passages for our choices of books. The books themselves are usually pretty long. They're classics, right? We don't, you know, and that was really hard with Picture of Dorian Gray. And I hate to say that because I love it, and there's so much about it that I think is worth looking at, but I don't know that it's a nice project because the nice project, we focus on a specific passage with the option of people looking further into the book and rereading the whole thing. So that's my struggle with this. I love it so much, but I'm not sure it's suited to the format of our project. Does that make sense?
It does. And actually, we've had problem with Jane Austen for that reason too before in the past, in trying to find something where the bit works well for nice versus the whole.
Yeah.
So
I would be willing at this point to pick the Picture of Dorian Gray out of the running for this year. You know, with the caveat that maybe we would come back to it another year or find some way to use it as a discussion point somewhere along the line. I don't know. Do you know what it's really hard because for example, looking at the you know, homosexual elements and things like that, I feel like Dracula is much more accessible for that. You know, it's much more accessible to find passages that evoke that element, those themes and awarenesses and the way they're written. And again, like the Picture of Dorian Gray, Dracula, when he is talking about, you know, a relationship, you know, when he is seducing a man, it's very, and again, his seduction is not quote unquote for sex, it's for blood, but the life force, whatever, but it's not, it's very matter of fact. There's no like social this is bad in there. It's very equal to his seduction of women, and I love that about Dracula, and I don't find that in Dorian Gray, to be honest with you. It's a different the matter of factness is there, but it's not on an equal level with how Oscar Wilde writes the women characters in Dorian Gray. There's not as much that we have there to work with in terms of that kind of thematic issue. I don't know, perspective. So,
do you feel that even though Dracula sort of addresses homoeroticism, does it do so in a negative light?
No.
That would be problematic.
No, I think the opposite, as a matter of fact. I think his lack of discrimination, he's going to go for male or female, you know, with equal passion and seductive power and the same goal in mind, I think that's a level playing field. And I think it's written really well that way. And also, I think Dracula could be a little more fun, even though it's a dark gothic tale that, you know, has all this, you know, bad stuff happening and there's stakes in the heart and all that. It's people think of Dracula as, you know, it's almost like fun because it's a supernatural story, right? So I think looking, you know, when we're looking for something lighter or fun, that we certainly could bring elements of that into the discussions of Dracula in workshops and in creative inspired pieces. So for me, if it's a dichotomy or a choice between the picture of Dorian Gray and Dracula, in terms of like kind of supernatural and homoerotic themes and things like that, I'm going with Dracula. I think that's a better choice for this project, for our nice project.
And I mean, it does have lots and lots of artistic possibilities a number of different art genres.
There, you know, just color alone. Think of the color choices people can use, and you know, if they're visual artists and things. There's so much to work with. So yeah.
And it could pair well with Jane Eyre for gothicness.
It could definitely pair well with Jane Eyre. I think it pairs well with Little Women and Gone with the Wind and Jane Eyre and Portrait of Jenny in terms of certain characters and their senses of isolation and strange, surreal what's happening in their worlds, whether it's in reality or just in their heads. I mean, I think it pairs well with that kind of a discussion too. I personally would probably rather I mean, if Emma and Jane Eyre and Little Women are on the same level, I'm going to always go with Little Women. If we're looking at Jane Eyre or Emma, I'd rather do Jane Eyre. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I don't think we need both Little Women and Emma. I think we need one or the other. And I think Little Women is stronger because of the tie to Gone with the Wind.
Okay. All right. Then, so Emma's off the list?
I think so.
This year? I mean, when we say off the list, These books always stay on our list. They are overall a big time list, but for this year, yeah. So, okay, so, all right. I feel like we may agree on Dracula. Do you feel like?
I think where we need to debate is we haven't really, Portrait of Jenny is very high for you. It's not high for me because I just don't remember it.
I know, well, and I feel like the strength of Portrait of Jenny is going to come out in the passages that are so philosophical and beautifully written. I mean, this guy just really, really can write. They're so evocative. And not to prejudice you or anything, but here's just a real short one. What if tomorrow vanished in the storm? What if time stood still? And yesterday, if once we lost our way, blundered in the storm, would we find yesterday again ahead of us? Where we had thought tomorrow's sun would rise. It's that kind of philosophical, big picture. I mean, that's literally, you know, the character is thinking, you know, and telling the story of having had these thoughts, having had this experience of, you know, this time warpy stuff going on, and yet it becomes a bigger discussion in his mind, in his or her mind. It's a more eternal question. There's questions of God, and is it God's world or our world? Have we made, you know, the reality of our world, you know, it's our world, not God's, when really it's God's world. You know, we've shifted that somehow in our consciousness. So there's an awful lot of philosophical stuff that I think would be, and, you know, there's one quote, I won't read it now, but there's one quote about summer being, you know, such an isolating time, and I was just like, that's so unusual because most people think of summer as being when you're all together and you're doing things out, you know, it's good weather, right? And this very short little passage, I was just like, boom, you know, that's blah, you know, and it's all about, you know, that kind of philosophical, psychological, emotional stuff that we're all going through right now. I don't know, I just found it very...
Sure. No, I mean, that was a beautiful passage. Yeah. I think a lot of people would enjoy creating art based on it. Maybe what we need to do is get into the passages. Does that sound reasonable?
That's different than what we've ever done before. I guess I feel like we've kind of got Gone with the Wind and Dracula are good to go. Do you feel that way?
I feel like Gone with the Wind is good to go. I'm not sold on for me.
Tell me what you think. Where do you think?
Right. For me, I would say, because I want Jane Eyre so bad. Badass, I can taste it. I can taste it. I want that one. I want Little Women. I want Gone with the Wind. So there's three.
Okay, so we know we both want Gone with the Wind and Little Women. So we've got those. Right?
Got those.
Okay.
And so for me, it's going to be looking at Dracula or Portrait of Jenny.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.